Message in a Bottle, that is the place. It's BBC Coventry Morris Show 25 to 10. A little bit later on, we'll be talking postcards. Very, very fashionable again. Who knew? So much stuff that my Nana Warren did. Back in fashion now, she'd be thrilled to bits at being a pace setter. Also, we'll have a look at this month's book of the month, which we'll be reviewing, actually, with Book Club next week, A Man Called Ove. And it's super. Really is an outstanding book. That's a spoiler alert, by the way. I apologise now for revealing that ahead of next week. It's so hard not to talk about something when you're in the midst of it. But we'll be talking about that too. And Mystery Year today features Dixie Cups, Chuck Berry, Lulu, and more. For now, though, again, I'll warn you that we're talking about a bit of an uncomfortable subject this morning, and one that definitely isn't suitable for little ones. So if you've got kids anywhere nearby, it might be an idea to take them away from earshot of the radio. The reason why is we're currently playing an interview I recorded a couple of days ago with a fellow we're calling Chris, not his real name. And Chris is a paedophile. He's got a sexual attraction to children that he says he's never physically acted on. Now, we're talking to today because remember back in February, we had a phone in and we were talking about help being offered to paedophiles before they offend. The reason we were talking about it was because Simon Bailey, National Police Chief's Counsel for Child Protection, suggested paedophiles should be given better access to help. And at the time, remember, we were deluged with people calling, just being frightened, basically, and saying, look, you know, just put them in prison. Take them away from our kids. I'd love to know what you think today. 0345 900 5200. Should we be doing more to help people like Chris? 0345 900 5200. Now, Chris has been helped by a charity called Stop So. We'll be speaking to them very soon indeed. First, though, back to Chris. Like I said, he says he's never acted on his sexual attraction to children. And he wants there to be a greater understanding and more help for non-offenders to help cope with coming to terms with who they are, with what they are.
Nobody wants to be a paedophile. Nobody wants to have a sexual attraction to children. It's not something that you aspire to as a kid. You know, it's not something that you want to happen.
How do people make you feel? How do other paedophiles, people who maybe have taken it further, how do they make you feel? Because when I think about it, I'll be honest with you, Chris, and I don't mean this in a horrible way, it makes me feel sick.
Personally, I can't understand why anybody would harm a child in the same way as I imagine anybody, you can't understand that, and the vast majority of people can't understand that. I there is nothing in me that can relate to why somebody would do that. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel upset. It makes me, I wouldn't use the word sick, but it repulses me. I find it revolting that somebody would do that. And I think it's an odd fact, but that the majority of people who commit sexual offences against children are not paedophiles. But I think there is also a part of me which can kind of understand and relate to how that might happen. So if somebody had found themselves in a similar situation to myself where they had ended up in this sort of spiral of self-loathing and they were satisfying that need for intimacy, that need for a relationship in an inappropriate way, I think I can understand how that offence might happen if there was nothing in place to stop somebody from doing that. One of the things that, and one of the reasons that organisations like Stop So are so important is because if that help is available, because we know, and I know from my own experience, but we also know that the majority of people become aware of this attraction to children by the time they reach their early 20s. But we also know that a lot of offences, probably the majority of offences, are committed by people older than that. So there's a period of time there where it's possible to intervene. There's a period of time there where it's possible for people to get help, get support, and for society to ensure that they don't commit an offence, which means that no children get harmed.
So without that intervention, your life could have been very different?
Absolutely. I mean, in any number of ways. You know, without that intervention, I can't tell you what I might have gone on to have done. Without that intervention also, I would be in a very different place from where I am now in terms of my own mental health and my well-being. As I said earlier on, nobody aspires to be a paedophile. Nobody wants that. And it's an incredibly difficult thing to accept that that is an aspect of me and that it's something that I can't change, therefore it's something that I have to learn to deal with and manage. And the most difficult part of that is acceptance. The most difficult part of that is accepting that that's part of who I am. It's something that I was born with. It's something that I have to live with. And that's something which there's no way I could have got to that point by myself. No way at all. And that's where the help and support from Stop So comes in, because by enabling me to do that, it enables me to be in control of my own behaviour, essentially.
Are you a danger to children?
I, hand on heart, can say at this moment in time, no, I am not. I wouldn't have said the same thing 2 years ago. I would probably have wanted to, but looking back honestly, I can't honestly say that that wasn't the case. But right now, hand on heart, no, I don't pose any more danger to children than anybody else does.
That's what Chris had to say. A reminder again, if you've been affected by any of these issues, there are people you can talk to. Childline 0800 11111. That's 0800 11111. The Samaritans on 116 123. That's 116 123. Or if you're struggling with similar feelings to Chris, then the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending, Stop So, can be contacted 07473 299883. That's 07473 299883. If you missed any of those numbers, by the way, drop us a line, 0345 900 5200, you know our number, and we'll put you in touch. We'll be speaking to somebody from Stop So very, very soon indeed, to try and get a few answers about what that early intervention involves and why there's no other help available. But your questions, if you like, if you've got any questions for the chair of Stop So, 0345 900 5200 is the number. That's 0345 900 5200. Do you think we should be doing more to help people like Chris? 0345 900 5200. To say, genuinely, we were talking about this the other day, when I pre-recorded my interview with Chris, all the years I've been doing this, all of the people I've spoken to, first time through a whole interview that I didn't laugh once. Not even at the beginning when I'm saying hello, not even at the end when I'm saying goodbye. Such a difficult subject, isn't it, to get your head around? 9:45, now we'll be speaking to Stop So in just a mo. First of all, here's Billy Joel. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, from the mountains of faith, to the river so deep, I must look up for something, something take it I know, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, through the river so deep, I know I'm searching for something.
of the night. I go walking in my sleep.